Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. Another day, another state. The Republican presidential candidates have moved on to South Carolina, where the next primary will be held January 21st. Last night in New Hampshire, in Mitt Romney's victory speech, he again promised to roll back the health care overhaul law.
This president has enacted job-killing regulations. Yes. I'll eliminate them. He lost our AAA credit rating. Yes. I'll restore it. He passed Obamacare. I'll repeal it. Yes.
Repealing so-called Obamacare is an issue that unites the GOP candidates. What separates them from each other in terms of health care policy? Here to answer that question, Kaiser Health News reporters Mary Agnes Carrion, Marilyn Weber-Serafini. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
The common ground is repeal Obamacare. But what separates them, it seems to me, is the issue of Medicare. Most of the comments of the candidates tee off the Ryan plan, which was proposed and passed in the House, the linchpin being a voucher system, which would put seniors into the private marketplace as opposed to a government-controlled, government-run medical care system. Where are the differences, then, on that plan?
This is where the candidates have talked about their differences. The differences are relatively minor. They're not huge differences. They all believe in this general concept of less government, of the government limiting the amount of money that it spends on Medicare. Currently, it's an entitlement that doesn't happen. So we had Huntsman and we had Santorum immediately come out and support the Ryan plan. We also had Romney say that he would sign a bill that was the Ryan plan. He said he would prefer to have his own legislation put his own mark on it, but he would sign it. You also had Newt Gingrich, who came in and was very critical initially. He believed that it was important to give seniors the choice to stay in traditional Medicare.
And then when Paul Ryan modified his plan, which he did last month with Ron Wyden, Democrat senator from Oregon, when fee-for-service was added to the mix, then Newt Gingrich was more complimentary to the Ryan program.
And Romney was also exactly more on board.
And to be fair, Governor Romney also proposed his own modified version of Ryan a few months ago. So Ryan is definitely the linchpin. But we have some Republican candidates that are talking about Medicare in different ways. For example, Ron Paul has said Medicare's fine for current beneficiaries. He wants younger folks to get their care in a different way in the private market when they reach their senior years. And Rick Perry has suggested that maybe states could do a better job than the federal government in running Medicare.
Medicare has proven to be treacherous territory for politicians in the past. Older citizens don't want to see a change to the program for the most part. So how much of what's being debated during the primary season, how real is it?
I think it's absolutely real. There's so many pressures on the budget with entitlements. We have more baby boomers coming in and flooding the system. Fiscal conservatives want to see an answer on entitlements. They want to hear Republican candidates talking about it. So I think this is absolutely a sign of what's in play, not only in the election, but in 2013 and beyond.
Right. Ask any Republican freshman who came in 2010 if they think it's real, and they will say, Medicare won me my election. A lot of them do actually say that. It all comes back to the health care law that passed, and Republicans made a big deal about that in 2010, in saying, look, the Democrats took $500 billion out of your Medicare program, and the seniors responded. That was a very salient message with seniors in the 2010 election, and that's when the House, the Republicans took control of the House, and a lot of the Republican freshmen who came in do attribute that to that message.
To some degree, it was Michelle Bachmann, who dropped out after Iowa, who really drove the issue of what to do with health care policy in the future. She's gone now. Does it seem to either of you that a little bit of the air has been let out of this issue on the campaign trail in the past week or so?
I think it has. I mean, Michelle Bachmann was always the one jabbing on who favored the individual mandate and looking at different positions that they had. I also think that the candidates are looking at the electorate. The economy is the predominant issue. The Associated Press did an exit poll in New Hampshire saying that only 5% of people who voted said healthcare was their top concern. So while we may not hear as much about this now as the primaries continue, when you get to the general election, where Republicans want to repeal President Obama's signature policy achievement, the health care law, then I think it'll be center stage again.
Well,
it's also important to remember that while health care might not be the top issue for Republicans in the primary, it never is. And it's not this time as well. As Mary Agnes said, it's the economy. It's all about the economy. However, you have to remember that seniors, Democrats and Republicans, care very deeply about their Medicare.
That's true.
And it doesn't take much to make a difference in an election.
Final question, a little bit of a reality check. When Michelle Bachmann was still in the race and she would talk about repealing Obamacare, she said it in the context of, we need to elect X number of Republican senators so we can control both the Senate and the House in order to repeal. What is the reality of any of the candidates, should they become president, being able to roll the law back?
Well, first of all, we haven't talked about is we've got a Supreme Court decision coming
right. That
could have
that could have a
bearing on this.
Yes.
But even so, even if the Republicans take control of the Senate, which is not really expected to happen, any party in charge really needs 60 votes to be able to do anything. Moreover, even if you can roll back a piece of this, there are parts that there are benefits that are already in place, popular benefits that are already in place. And even some of the candidates, as they go around talking about wanting to repeal, they say, well, I do like this element and I do like that element.
There's more nuance to it.
I think that's right.
Absolutely. I agree.
Okay. Thank you so much, both of you, Marilyn Warber-Serafini and Mary Agnes Carey. Appreciate it.
Thank you.